And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We have a large number of announcements to get to. Are you having good announcements? Come. You're a firm one, Ms. Stucker. The pastor wears extra large sweaters. And Amy, nice ones, though.
There's only nice.
Well, good morning. I want to thank Dan for sponsoring one of our trips yesterday for the youth group. We went to the museums and the planetarium, and we had an awesome day. It was beautiful outside, walking around the quadrangle, going to the different museums and Car Museum, the History Museum, it was great. Today, for any youth that are going upstairs that are older than 8 years old, if you could stop by my office and grab a drum and bring it upstairs, because we're going to set those up for the next few weeks. If you're a little friend, we can walk with you, but not with a drum.
I have a number of announcements I'd like to get through quickly. First of all, if you're visiting today, I never utter these words, except for once a year normally, but this is twice. Where's your pledge card? We're missing some of our pledge cards. If you could turn those in, what that does, it allows Doug James, Cindy LaPlante, and their crew on the finance committee, it allows them the opportunity to formulate the budget. And they do it. It's not the only thing that we use, but it's a large part of it. So if you have not turned in your pledge card, and let me tell you, I was late, and I was sitting at my desk, and they had to say, would you like to turn this in? So I had to turn in my pledge card, too. So if you haven't turned it in, would you please do so? If you lost your pledge card, please see Cindy. She'll make sure that you get another one. All right? So if we can get those turned in as soon as possible, that would be fantastic. Last night here at First Congregational Church, we served over 100 meals at our harvest dinner. And we'd like to thank Cindy LaPlante and her team for that. So Cindy, we know you're out there listening, so thank you to Cindy. And everyone who helped, it was certainly a team effort. Coming up, a week from tomorrow, we are going to start preparing for the Thanksgiving luncheon. We need some help. If you are in a position to help, there's something called Sign Up Genius, or you can simply see me or Cindy. Okay? We will take help getting ready for the day before. We're peeling and slicing and dicing and all that other fun stuff, and we're doing that starting around 9:30 in the morning. On Tuesday, we need a variety of people. We need greeters. We will need a server or two. We need a few people who understand our kitchen. Because that's not me. So I don't understand it. I don't understand how a few things light, so that we don't have to keep going to get Cindy. Okay, so if you are in a position to help, and at the end, we need big help cleaning up. The other fun fact about Tuesday, November 26th, is that we also have our turn at the community table. So we're serving here, we're serving over there. And then, that night, right here at First Congregational Church at 6:30, we are hosting a citywide ecumenical service. So hopefully you can be present for that. And we will need a few ushers, and we will need a few greeters that evening. So if you can help out, please let us know. You can see Cindy, you can see me. You can call us during the day. You can send me an email. That would be fantastic. Because Thanksgiving is so late, normally on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we are decorating for Christmas. However, that's not happening this year because we have the Thanksgiving service and we have other things that are happening. So what we'd like to do is, and this may have made it into the bulletin, Saturday, November 30th at 10 a.m., there is a sign-up sheet that's out there. A few people have signed up to help decorate. So everyone is eligible to come and help decorate. Given what you know about me, you would think that I have a decorating gene. I was in the wrong line, and I know all about football. So I don't know how to decorate anything. So I'm going to make hot chocolate for you instead. If you see me trying to decorate something, just take it out of my hands, please. And, oh, last announcement. There are sign-ups. We'd like to reorg our coffee hour teams. So there are sign-ups out there. We'd like to see if we can come up with 10 teams. All right? Many hands make light work. And if you can, that way you only have to do it once every 10 weeks. Four times a year, maybe five. All right, five times a year. There's 52 weeks in a year. So if you can take care of that, that would be fantastic. The other thing that we are looking for, and as I look around our church at our members, and I would like to say that everyone is eligible for this job too. We need greeters on Sunday morning. So if you would like to serve as a greeter, all you have to say, hello, welcome, here's your worship guide. See, I gave you your lines already. Please see Mark or Michelle Weiner, and they will get you assigned to a spot. Are there any other announcements this morning? Hearing none, let's take a deep breath in. Exhale. And let us worship God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship found in your worship guide. Come into this time of worship by the new and living way in Christ Jesus.
We come with true hearts and full assurance of our faith.
Come with joyful expectation.
We gather in full confidence of the gospel's promise.
Let us praise God together and open ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit,
that we may encourage and support each other to love our neighbors as ourselves and to be taught the instruments of grace.
Please join us in our opening hymn, Earth and All Stars, number 3 in the blue hymnal.
Thank you.
And together we pray, in you, O God, we find refuge from our turbulent world. We work each day to bear witness to your justice through our ministries, while the journey toward true peace that lies ahead is long. Our incremental steps continue to take us closer to that promised day. Renew in us the strength, faith, and courage we need to persevere, so that the promised day will come when your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to call you our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated.
I am starting a new club that I need people to be members of. The name of this club is I Love Brussels Sprouts. How many people love Brussels Sprouts? All right, you can be in the club. Nobody else can be in there. But guess what? I'm not in your club. So I have tried them in bacon. I have tried them in all kinds of things. But I do not like Brussels sprouts. However, what I wanted to talk to you about just for a moment, though, is what it means to be a member of something. Because today, people are going to join our church. And as a matter of fact, in the last 2 years, 25 people will have joined our church, which is pretty wild in 2024. I think it's great. So, what will happen upstairs today in our church school classes is you're going to start to investigate or take a look at what it means to be a member of a church. And I think you're going to do some drumming too, which is pretty darn exciting to me. So before we go, let's pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for our young people as they continue to discover and grow in faith and in your word and realize that they are loved by you. We ask your blessing upon them and their leaders as they go forth this day to continue this important part of their faith formation. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And off you may go. Those who are going. Whether or not you like Brussels sprouts, you may go. Let us turn our attention to the Word of God.
Hebrews 10, verses 11 to 25. And every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But when Christ has offered for all time a single sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would make a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who were sacrificed, and the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days," said the Lord, "I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." And he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, since we have confidence in either the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opens for us through the curtain that is through his flesh, and since we have a good priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from the evil consciences of our bodies, washed with you with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provide one another to live and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Now join me in the responsive reading of Psalm 16. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "You are my Lord. I am no good apart from you."
As the Lord runs in the land, there are no ones in whom all is right.
Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their name upon my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my God, and you hold my lot. The boundary lines have followed me in the blessed places. I have willingly their heritage.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me, because he was at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure.
For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful see me the dead.
You show me the path of life, in your presence there is fullness of joy. Through your hands are pleasures forevermore.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Required of them by the Jewish faith. So they incurred the wrath of the leaders of the temple, and they incurred the wrath also of Romans, particularly the Roman guards, the people around them. So what did these people need? Courage. They needed courage in order to live out and to be true followers of the way. They were reminded that Christ gives them and us today the courage to draw near to God. For the Jewish people, remember, this is the letter to the Hebrews. So it was written specifically for this audience. And their knowledge of where God was in the temple, behind the Holy of Holies, you know, the Holy of Holies. And that was drawn, it was a curtain. You can't see that, no way, no how. Kind of like the wizard. You weren't supposed to see him either, remember? But you weren't supposed to see God. You weren't supposed to have your relationship happened through the leaders. Christ came to change that, to give us the courage that, and us today, the courage to have that relationship with God directly. You don't have to go through anyone else. It's bolstered by our attendance at church. We get courage because we're encouraged by the congregation around us through beautiful music that leads us to a relationship with God. Christ also gives us the courage to hold fast to our hope, as well as the courage to invest in others, which allows us to encourage. Today, 9 people have made a courageous and bold choice to join First Congregational Church of Westfield. You wouldn't think that it's a courageous choice, would you? Because for many of us, it's kind of like, well, here we are. But in 2024, no one's joining churches. Or so it seems. So for people to make that decision is awesome. That they have the courage to act against what society is saying, that some parts of society are saying religion isn't that important, or expressing your faith isn't that important. But these people don't agree with that. They have courage. And with that courage, we need to be people, all of us who are gathered here, need to be people to encourage and to support and to help to build up the kingdom of God, the reign of God, right here at First Congregational Church in the greater Westfield area and beyond. So it is in that spirit that I welcome. We want to officially welcome Roy, Julie, Cindy, Chris, Ann, Regina, Ellen, Pauline, and Thomas. And Richard Thomas, excuse me. So, see, you have 2 first names, Richard, that happened. All right. And I'd like to invite you to come forward at this time. Oh, Sheen, are you going to come too? Come on. Mark, Mamie? I'm going to have you all come right here. We're missing somebody today, but we'll get them the next time. Mark? I cheated. I had to come up all the way. I'm going to say it anyway.
We have invited those to come forward who wish to affirm their baptism by uniting with us in this household of faith.
My friends in Christ, we are all received into the church through the sacrament of baptism. These folks here have found nurture and support in the midst of the family of Christ. Through their prayer and through their lifelong study, they have been led by the Holy Spirit to affirm their baptism and to claim in our presence their covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of the church. They are here for service to Jesus Christ, using the gifts which the Holy Spirit bestows.
You are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are equally citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus alone being the cornerstone, in which whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in Christ, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
Does anyone else need a paper? Cindy, do you have yours? So, my sisters and brothers, my siblings in Christ, do you desire to affirm your baptism into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? Do you renounce the powers of evil and desire the freedom of new life in Christ? If so, please say, I do. Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Do you promise, by the grace of God, to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, please say, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
Do you promise, according to the grace given to you, to grow in Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and furthering Christ's mission in all the world? If so, please say, I promise with the help of God. At this time, I ask all of us who are gathered and are able to please stand. Do you believe in God?
I do believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I do believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I do believe in the Holy Spirit.
You may be seated.
By your baptism, you were made one with us in the body of Christ, the Church. Today we rejoice in your pilgrimage of faith, which has brought you to this time and place. We give thanks for every community of faith that has been your spiritual home, and we celebrate your presence in this household of faith.
Do you promise to participate to the best of your ability in the life and mission of this family of God's people, sharing regularly in the worship of God and enlisting in the work of this local church as it serves this community? If so, please say, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
Together we all proclaim, we welcome you with joy in the common life of this church. We promise you our friendship and prayers as we share the hopes and labors of the Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses of our risen Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of the First Congregational Church of Westfield, we extend to you the hand of Christian love, welcoming you to the company of this little church. Welcome. Now, last night I sat in front of a kiln, which is a big fat lot, and we had these lovely gifts to give out to our new members. We have had these for how long? But we've never been around. So if you could send this, we give you this. You're welcome. You get a twofer. Look at that. And we're also giving out. It's a treat to have in your hand. So I'm going to give this to you for Ian. And I have one for Chris. No sheen here. You're going to grab it on the way back? Okay. And not only that, there's recipe books. I've tried them all. And then, please, pray with me. Oh God, we praise you for calling us to faith and for gathering us into the church, the body of Christ. We thank you for your people gathered in this local church and rejoice that you have increased our community of faith. Together, may we live in the Spirit, building one another up in love, sharing in the life and worship of the church, and serving the world for the sake of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Here are our new members of First Congregational Church. You may all return to your seats with your lovely gifts. Whoa! Good job. Hey. Come to prayer this morning. We are mindful of those joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. We will keep all of these in our prayer this morning. We also bring to mind issues in our country, issues in our world. We pray for peace throughout our country and throughout the entire world. Also, we take time to remember those prayers and requests that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. Please pray with me this morning. We pray for leaders and those in power that they might walk in your ways of love. God of all hopefulness, remember your people. Is remember your people in your worship guide?
Yes.
Thank you. For those people who are weak and in need, that they might feel the strength of your compassion, we take a moment and remember those now. God of all hopefulness,
remember your people.
We pray for those who are hungry or poor, that they might find abundance in our generosity. We take a moment now to remember those people. God of all hopefulness,
remember your people.
For those who are downtrodden or dispirited, that they might be lifted up with arms of hope. God of all hopefulness,
remember your people.
For the church and all who call upon your name, that we might be found faithful, we pray. God of all hopefulness,
remember your people.
For those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that your reign might come, your will be done today and forevermore. God of all hopefulness,
remember your people.
For those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, God of all hopefulness,
remember our people.
O God, who gives us hope, hear our prayers and grant them based on our true needs that only you alone know. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus offered his very life that we might know God's love fully and completely. As we offer our gifts to God, let us do so with the same generosity of spirit that has been shown to us in so many ways. With this, our morning offering will now be received.
Thank you.
To be instruments of justice rooted in love, to further the work of Jesus, to encourage others, and to move us closer to God's reign of peace. Amen.